Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Yes.
Hello.
And welcome to AMC Press and Co. Episode edition 498. We're getting closer to number 500. But, for now, and please don't tell us tomorrow, Trump for president, for real or joke and more, stop the tape. Now, did we hear this right? Ginger for president. Fuck, no, this has to be an insult.
Trump for president, this can't be right.
This can't be right. I mean, you just declared for bankruptcy and made fun of the President of the United States and Rosie O'Donnell, and you want to run to the White House because it's politically correct? Oh, wait, we know. We know exactly what's going on, right, guys? We know exactly what's going on. You have the building's birth certificate too, don't you? So now it's gone from birth rights to building rights. Okay.
Right.
Instead, it might be appropriate to call it. It might be appropriate to call it. The gingerbread house on Pennsylvania Avenue.
It's either Trump or Chris Christie wants to turn the White House into a Trump White Castle.
Yeah, or Chris Christie wants Chris Kringle, and then he wants Christie Kreme. We heard it right in the gravesite, the founding fathers are just getting wind of this, that a silver-haired ginger is running for president.
Yeah.
And I can tell you this, all of them want a woman that begins with letter C. Yes, you heard it right. Clinton! Not Clitoris. Clinton! Are you the next fuckface von Groundstick? Tune in and find out on AMC Press and Co. Now, on with the show. Yes, you heard this right. Unfortunately, it is true. Fuckface from Clownstick. Silverhead. Reese's monkey. I'm going to take a dip in the Sahara Desert because it's orange.
Oh, that's...
is running for president.
Yeah.
I do not know what this is about, nor do I care. All I want to see is him gone. Why? Because it doesn't make much sense for him to run in any sort of fashion.
Why?
You know, just because you own real estate and your name is Trump, and okay, and if you are in terms of running, okay, you don't really get it. You've had three fucking spouses. You're worth $4 billion. Your height is 5'3", and you're 69.
Right.
Okay, Grandpa. Let's just call you Grandpa, all right? Grandpa. Silver-tongued Grandpa. Now, Mr. Silver-tongued Grandpa, you're going to be 70 years old in... Oh, wait. You're old next year. Okay?
Oh, excuse me.
You're going to be 70 years old. Okay? This is like Patton coming back from the dead and conducting war tanks for fun.
Yeah, no.
What are you tripping on? You may have paid to use Neil Young's song. Okay? Okay. But, you know, and you're saying you want to run on the Republican ticket. Let's just take a look at the Republican candidates, shall we?
Yeah,
we might have a whole hour for this one.
Yeah,
we might.
Because there's so many.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Everyone.
Republican candidates. Okay. Jeb Bush, Ben Carson, Ted Cruz.
Jeb Bush, which is now just known as just plain old Jeb.
Yeah, Jeb. You have Jeb.
Point.
Right. Then you have Ben Carlson, who's a neurosurgeon, and then you have Mark Everson, the former IRS commissioner. Then you have Tali Serena, the former, and this is just a straw poll, okay?
We don't know who's actually how far these guys are all going.
We don't know. We have not looked this up. Our fact checkers haven't looked this up. They've had this person. Information, and yet, this isn't second-hand news, folks. We're actually pulling this up a lot.
This has been going on.
Okay, you're a former CEO, you're the New Jersey governor, you're a neurosurgeon and author, okay? You have the former Virginia governor, you have the South Carolina governor, you have former Arkansas governor. Then you have the Louisiana governor, who is potheaded.
If those who do not already know this, they have been in the political theater. they do the political
theater for a long time. So you have the former governor of New York, George Pataki. Then you got Mark Rubio, and then you got Rick Santorum. Okay. And then you got Scott Walker from Wisconsin. Out of those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and then Trump, who's a businessman, okay,
yeah,
what, I mean, if this is the presidential straw poll, okay, this is for the Republican side. Now, for the Democrat side, right, the Democratic candidates, because we have to be fair on the show, because we cannot, you know, not be fair.
Yeah.
You have Harry Braun, you have Morgan Bonapass, who's a trained legal expert with deep concerns about the American prison system, okay? You have a guy who's concerned about environmental disaster. Then you have a guy who is an advocate for genetically modified organisms, okay? Then you have the retired USAF member and father of 9 dignitaries coming to different to the table, Willie Carter. Okay. Then you have Clinton Jatti, who is bringing absolutely nothing. Obviously, you have Hillary Clinton. Okay. Okay. You have Lloyd Klasko, who was born into poverty. Okay. This is fair. All right. Then you have the former governor of Maryland. And then you have Bernie Sanders. Now, Bernie is a very interesting character because of the fact that he's currently the junior senator sitting for Vermont. But then you have the Doug Schrieffer, who's not a career politician, but a man of optimism. Now, optimism in this country has always favored some people, okay? And by some people, I mean us, but some other people too, which we mean you. Okay, then there's the factor of you have Mike Steinberg, who has built a career on advocating for those who are left behind. Okay, fine. We'll root for you. Then you have Jim Webb, which is a decorated veteran, accomplished author. Yeah. Then you have Robbie Wells, who's a former football coach who will never win. Then you have Willie Wilson, who's the classic rags-to-riches American success story. And then you have Brad Winslow, who believes in the federal government is a business owned by the American people.
Which you tend to agree with.
Honestly, if we're going on Democratic Party, okay,
mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton has declared Al Franken is not running. You know, Bernie Sanders is declared, Michael Steinberg, okay. Jim Webb is exploring, Willie Winslow, Robbie Wells, all of these other people are declared. Now, the thing that I guess really gets me pissed off, I don't know about you, Alex, but the thing that really gets me pissed off is that why are you running at fucking 70?
Right. Is there more things you have to be concerned with at 70 years old?
70 years old. Let's see. Your casinos, your toys, your private helicopters, your 45 Chinese grandkids that you have adopted. You know.
Do we need to go on?
Yeah. Which. But yet, the comedians, as to say, our heroes, Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, and all had something to say for it. They made fun of it. I mean, you know, Stewart called him Fuckface Von Clownstick, which actually sounds pretty close because, you know, Fuckface Von Clownstick will still be running even when he's off air. Okay? But yet, I'm wondering, you know, is it America's running, he running for president? Is that his part of the brain at 3 o'clock in the morning going, let's go take a shit in the mailbox?
Yep.
Or is it, let's go kill some hamsters? Or is it, let's go kill Rosie O'Donnell, or let's go kill Hillary Clinton? No offense taken over here. However, I mean, Johnny, what do you think?
Uh-oh.
I mean, what do you think?
Like Donald Trump running? Like why is
yeah.
he... He has, like, no political,
He has no political agenda. He's just in it.
He's just in it because he's Donald Trump. He wants to in on everything.
Well, yeah, of course. He's like the grandfather with some $4 million and...
he
doesn't know what to do with $4 billion that he has. But yet... I think that in all cases, it is kind of like he's smoking weed. He's smoking weed into... He's smoking weed up a chimney, and that smoke is just wafting so hard. There is a thing that I don't get is how do you,
you're fired.
Exactly. You're fired. I mean, he'll carry that to the grave. You're fired. You're this, you're that. Yet, is this his bid for mediocrity against Hillary? If Hillary runs, then he has to say something about it? You know? Is that it? Is that it? Really? I mean, Allison, if he has to say something, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he has to say something, if anybody has to say something, is Trump, you know, going to say, I have to say something too?
It almost seems like she's a child, in a sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like the child in
like
the
a little
syndrome.
Baby, like the little baby wants of his way when...
What? Are we going to go back to Bush then? You know... Are we going to go back to 8 years ago? No. 8 years ago? Where?
Almost seems like he's looking to go back that way.
Well, let me tell you from a disability podcast, Trump. You're fucking regressing. And we're loving every second of it. Because you're having dreams of running for president in Pampas. Pampas is gonna all depends. You know. Both type of companies are gonna make a shitload of money off of you. I mean, you might as well have them for as a campaign a campaign slogan. We'll run for Sanders, or we'll run for the pen, sponsored by vodka.
Right, sponsored by
Trump vodka.
Sponsored by Trump vodka. Assisted by my wife, Ivanka vodka.
No, vodka is her kid. Unfortunately, that would be considered, which as much as his daughter is wealthy as Finn.
Well, yes, they're not wealthy, but, you know, you are the person, right, who did say in
an article for the Hollywood Reporter or Deadline,
okay? In terms of Deadline, right, you said, and we quote, okay, you want that you can defeat ISIS by taking their wealth. You can take back the oil you go over, and take back that oil. And they have nothing. You bomb the hell out of them. You then encircle it, and then you go in. And then you let Mobil go in. And then you let our great oil companies go in. And once you take that, they have nothing.
No.
Okay, this sounds like somebody entered the sandbox and drew a square, and then drew a football field.
Right.
With tanks. Okay? He then continues to say, I would hit them so hard, you'd find a proper general, and I would find Patton or MacArthur, and I would hit them so hard, your head would spin. Okay, first off, buddy, let me take you aside, okay? If you had a person in your right ear, it would probably be me. And I would say, I'd be spanking you right now and saying, what the fuck are you talking about? Number one. Number two. You just criticized two of the most popular generals in U.S. history.
Yeah. Successfully.
Successfully.
How's that?
I'm surprised you're not considering Grant or Washington. Number three. He says, okay. I've been dealing with politicians all my life. I are all talk, no action. So sort of like you. Okay? They're never going to get it done. They're controlled by the lobbyists, and they're controlled by donors. And they're controlled by special interests. And when I tell somebody to go, wait a second. And when I tell somebody to do something, I'm not going to get a lobbyist calling me the next day to say, please don't do that, even though it would be good. It's good for America. Okay. All right. You cigar-chomping, ginger-haired, birthright-stomping grandpa.
And is a grandpa, nonetheless.
Okay. And you are a grandpa, so this is not an insult, more of a derivative. Okay, you, number one, if you have been dealing with politicians all your life, then how did you build half of New York City? And how did you build half of Atlantic City? And then how did Atlantic City then go bankrupt? And then how did Sandy happen? And then how did each of the cultural institutions of New York City and around the world happen? With whose money?
True.
In 1980, let's just say 19. Okay. If you're 69 years old and you're going to be 70, right? And in 1948. From whenever you were born, Trump. Yeah, 1946. In 1946, when you were born, it was a Tuesday. Okay? 1946. Tons of things happened. Okay? The Interpol refounded the telephonic address. The Basketball Association of America was formed in New York City. In Thailand, the eighth king ascended the throne after three mysterious deaths, including his brother. Italy was declared republic, and tons of other things. Let's just say it was a great year. And then you had to be born. Okay. And you had to enter the army and think that you were the shit.
Right. Yeah. That doesn't
okay.
really...
It doesn't really help. Oh, and then UNICEF was founded as well. Okay, in December of that year. Right? The Gatling gun was released. Okay. Female suffrage was enacted in Belgium, Romania, Yugoslavia, Argentina, France, and Quebec. And then the first female police officers were hired in Korea and Japan. And then the first Tupperware was sold in departments and hardware stores of America. And Eva Perón toured Spain, Italy, and France, and on behalf of Argentina, toured a circuit called the Rainbow Tour. And then also the San Francisco 49ers were formed. And then the Casio Company was formed as well. And then Binghamton University was founded. But did anybody else, you know, but then you were born in a month that pretty much all other people were born. Now,
yeah.
You were born against Kenny Jones, Robert Tilden, Peter's, Cher, okay? A few painters, a professional Andre the Giant, Reggie Jackson, you know? All
Hi.
Were born in May. You were the only one born in June. And then, I'm surprised that you weren't killed by Peter Sutcliffe, an English serial killer. Okay? I'm surprised. Because then we wouldn't have to deal with this grandpa bullshit. This is as worse. This is as worse as Rudy Giuliani criticizing. I forgot what he criticized, but he criticized something, and people thought they were losing. He was losing his marbles. Now, if your publicist kindly, and I say this with all due respect, well, not really respect, but as far as respect will go. If your publicist bails on you, guess what? There's no other publicist who is going to bail on you. Every publicist in town will go, Trump, you absolutely lost your marbles, you're fucking kidding me, and you should be wearing the pants, and you're crawling around your fucking mansion with the pants and the gold.
And continue
to act like a child. Yeah, because nobody is going to support this shit. Nobody. You know, you what do you wear? Oil for hair dye? I mean, you know, is that how you get it so fucking ginger? Or, is it Rogaine? Gingerhead Rogaine. You know, what is it? But then again, it doesn't matter what it was or is or anything like that. Because what you have okay, in the end, is a person who is rather stupid. You know, he specifically got asked about Jeb Bush, and he said he's not a big fan. Well, let me just tell you something. We're not big fans of you either. The disabled community, we're not big fans of you either. We think you're shit, and really, not the shit in a good way. You know.
You're just crap, that's what it is.
You're just dumb.
I don't think the Republicans want him to be in office.
No, of course they don't.
And they're against it. You can't forget the people from The View and one of the conservatives on the show. She's going.
Oh, of course.
She's going.
Of course.
He's bad all around.
I mean, you know, you then say that Hillary Clinton makes you laugh, and you say that you're watching her about her income inequality that can be beaten. All you have to do is take a look at her donor list. How do you know who's on her donor list? Do you have spies there too that we should know about? We make a fair point. Don't we,
Allison? Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I just came back in.
We make a fair point. Oh, shit, are you just into the room?
I'm here.
Go get the fuck out!
Why did they go?
Yeah, right. But then you say we have to rebuild China. Okay. Right. This is the point where I'm probably gonna go overboard. China has all of our stuff, and if you want to return half the stuff that we have in to the U.S., okay, then take it back from China through Alibaba.
Why?
But then China won't have any jobs either.
So
okay. We owe China $1.3 trillion, and we're paying them in interest.
Right.
We don't charge them because we're stupid, and they charge us. And we're the largest bank in the world underneath this floor. Right underneath this floor. Would Congress approve of all these proposed changes? Absolutely. I've been dealing with politicians all my life. They'll fold. Really? Okay. You're crazy. Number one. Number two. You should get your head checked.
Right.
Like, badly. Because nobody is saying rebuild China.
Right.
Everybody's saying we are in not a recession. The Greeks can't come to a decision, okay? That's half of the economy right there. The other half of the economy is being run by the people of the internet, which includes us. You know, and give it up to the millennials of the world, okay? Except Mark Zuckerberg. You know, who give you the power to run, even though we really don't want you to run, and trust me, you're going to be the laughing stock of the podium.
Right.
And it's going to be a very entertaining Meet the Press. It's probably going to be one of the more entertaining episodes you'll watch all season. Why? Because of the fact that they will introduce you, you'll say, my name is Donald Trump, and then they will laugh. Very hard. and everybody will file out of the room. Because, in truth, nobody wants you to run.
Right.
Nobody wants you to run. We all want Hillary to run. We all want, you know, people who are going to match up to run. But, Jesus Christ. Are you shitting out mayonnaise? Are you shitting out household products? Do you need a doctor? Oh, wait. We forgot. You already have one. His name is Gold Tubes and Goggles. And he's there to serve you. But then you can pay off everybody. You know. You can pay off everybody because, oh, yeah, that's right. Everybody will fold under your command. Do you know what that's called? A dictator.
Yes.
Did you learn that in first grade or not? Because we want to know that too. We want to know if... that if you do run, okay, but you are running, okay, if that happens, there will be riots in the streets.
It would be one...
It would be what?
It would be mayhem.
I mean, how do you feel about it, Ice? What do you feel? What do you feel, Johnny? I mean, also, we want your opinions now that we've hooked up our Facebook properly. We do want your opinions. Post them. We want to hear from you. And we want you to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And we do want to hear from you. What do you guys think? Let us know. Let us know. We will respond back. And we mean this, because we do respond back.
Yes.
What do you think about this, Allison? What is your...
I feel he shouldn't be running. He shouldn't be... I feel that he shouldn't run. He should stick to what he's good at, and that's it.
I mean, I agree, because if the, if he goes, right? If he goes and runs, he's not going to be... He's not going to be a great candidate.
Right.
I mean, I don't see him being the best candidate at all. I think that out of the clowns who are running, Ted Cruz doesn't have a chance. You know, on the Democratic ticket, Hillary has a chance because she wants to... make a change. Okay. She wants to make a change.
Which is great.
Which is fantastic. But She wants to make a change, which is great. But how in the world? Do you how in the world do you run and then not succeed?
That raises a lot of problems too. A lot of issues as well.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense to to take it to take it off road and take it to this kind of thing where to where everybody is going to make fun of Grandpa.
Right. To the point of going, are you serious? I now am going through this.
I mean, does it make sense? Because all the other candidates are fine. We all know who's going to get the boot immediately. I mean, that would be, we all know that there are more, you know, important decisions in the world. Just, we all know that there are more important issues in this world, but we just can't see it. We don't see this happening. And if it's a fluke, it's going to be a very funny joke.
Right.
I mean, people are going to go, like us, we've already probably started the group. We're probably somewhere in the ranting of pissing all the people off. But, you know, making a point in the disabled community. But that's why we want to hear from everybody else. You know, because if that is true, if this is true, then we got another thing coming. To the tune of whoever's gonna win.
Yeah. That's gonna be that's gonna be an amazing wall, a very fast wall, but amazing in a lot of cases, you know. And do you have anything to say about this? Either of you?
I think it's one thing to go, I want to take part in something, but don't, she's kind of becoming a bit of a, it's becoming like the teacher in, within, whatchamacallit, within a, what's it, Peanuts, maybe?
Oh, womp.
Yeah, it's that.
Yeah. Womp, 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 womp. Yeah.
It's womp, womp, womp.
That does enough wonders in the world, right? When all you want to do is...
Well, all you want to do... is, not go, and one of our friends basically said, the first campaign poster has been reached, and it says, we shall overcome. Not overcome. Overcome.
Yeah.
You know. And the Daily News.
Yeah.
Clown runs for president.
Great sense.
You know. Insults Mexicans. Dallas huge wall. I'll be the greatest. Rips Bram Hill and Jeb. Okay. What do you do? It's,
nothing?
No, you don't do nothing. You don't do nothing.
You take it in. He takes it in, and,
right, you take it in.
And just as that. What more is he supposed to do? He's getting himself in.
He's getting himself in. Like, everybody thinks he's a joke. You know, all joking aside, you can't do this to yourself. You know, if I was just that... if we were your therapists, we would be saying this is not a good idea.
At all.
At all. Don't do it. Don't pass go. Don't pass go. That's the thing. We don't think that we don't think it makes much sense to...
it's almost like going, yes, no, yes, no.
But yet you get caught hiring extras for a campaign and launching $50 a head.
Yeah.
Okay. You're doing everything wrong.
Yeah.
You're doing everything wrong, but yet it's so fun
to
watch.
Not everything right. Yeah. Everything wrong. And people not caring. Honestly.
Oh, absolutely. No, completely not caring. I don't know what, what you are setting out to achieve. We don't know.
Not the best.
No.
For sure.
It's not the best at all. It's not the best. To anything.
Just shows something. How stupid you could be.
It shows how stupid it just shows how stupid you don't you don't go and say, oh yeah, I'm going to be the first to do this, I'm going to be the first to do that. You wait.
Right.
You wait. Because most people, we wait. You know?
Yeah.
And that's all we have to say for tonight. But next week we will have, I think, no, we'll be off till after the 4th, right? That's
next week.
What I'm
next
hearing.
Next week we still have. Next week we'll be on. Here's the 500th episode too. Remember 2 days ago.
Ah yes.
They.
Right. So next week is off.
Like the dazed and confused. And
the dazed and confused time calendar of time. So yeah, we have to end for tonight. But
yeah,
that's just in time to read the credits, right?
Yeah.
Well, the credits of this lovely episode. This episode was produced by AMC Press & Co. with John Newbell as our sound wizard. Your hosts for the evening were Red Hood and Allison. Red Hood gets to steal more violins. Allison is getting more of a storage unit, hopefully. And our drivers are stand deliver, and interns are delivered to the key. His intern, his declaration is even better than non-declaration, and declarations that as interns is Forgetful Mike, and Forgetful Mike is now Forgetful Donald Trump. However, we aren't useless, and we can tell you that this show is produced by speaking into iPhones, any phone at all. Although, this concludes our show for tonight. Please tune in next week for more satire on Wednesday and Monday. At the same satire time, same satire channel, and same satire podcast. From all of us to all of you, what do we say, guys?
Good night.
Wow.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.